I think it's a valid point. I think it's right. I also don't care. I also think that the way that it all went down, I'd rather see Justin Fields and what we can get out of him with a new offensive coordinator who's not incompetent and a solid offensive line. I'd rather see what Justin Fields can do in that offense. And honestly, even though it's a much closer call for me, I'd rather see Russell Wilson in his late 30s with better weapons and better blocking and an offensive coordinator whose style suits his skills better than Sean Payton. I'd rather see both of those guys. Like, did Kenny get screwed as far as what they did around him? Yeah, I think so.
I disagree with that.
Well, he had the worst offensive coordinator in team history.
Okay, and they cited his comfort with that coordinator as one of the reasons he was retained. They drafted right after him probably the most physically gifted wide receiver in that entire draft class. They at least attempted to give him another weapon in Calvin Austin, probably the fault of that coordinator and Kenny, that they couldn't figure out what to do there. They did draft another offensive player, but I'm not going to list Connor Hayward as like a thing that they did for him. They went out the next year and drafted what still should be, I hope, their franchise left tackle. I want to see Fautanu at right tackle.
And he
Roderick
didn't start
Jones.
Until half the season, and then he played the
which
other
is annoying,
position.
Which is coaching, but they at least personnel-wise tried to do this. Then they tried to hire. They drafted a guy who they thought was going to be a big red zone target, but at bare minimum was going to be able to block in Darnell Washington. If you want to say Kenny was set up for failure, you could almost look to the previous draft. Do you need Najee Harris and Pat Freiermuth, or would a young quarterback have been better off coming in with, like, down-the-line skill players and maybe Creed Humphrey and Landon Dickerson on the interior of his line? This also, you said, I agree and I don't care. I'll say this, I don't agree, and who cares anymore? Kenny Pickett's a Philadelphia Eagle. So what? He's probably on his way to being a career backup. It would have been very nice to see the story of a Pitt guy come here as the quarterback and succeed. That didn't happen. He's gone.
I know that, but if they had done this for Kenny, if this exact draft had happened in 2023 and Canada had been fired and replaced with a former NFL offensive coordinator who was good enough to get a head coaching job because of his offensive coaching, we would have a much clearer idea of what he is in the NFL.
I think we have a pretty clear idea of what he is anyway.
Oh, I don't disagree with you, but I think we know...
They knew Canada sucked. They knew he sucked so bad that they fired him mid-season.
Yeah.
And that was right after
And then he played his best game after Canada was fired.
It sounds
that
like
was not a
very
coincidence.
Seriously contemplating benching Kenny Pickett because it was clear to them that while the offensive coordinator might have been very bad, the quarterback certainly wasn't helping himself.
Again, I don't disagree with that, but two things to me are inarguable. Did he have a horrible offensive coordinator? Yes. Did he have a bad offensive line? Yes. It's extremely difficult for good quarterbacks to win in that environment. There are probably 5 or maybe 10 who would still find a way to get it done, and that's it. If Russell Wilson and Justin Fields had played for the Steelers, let me ask you this question. If Russell Wilson's
Fields
the Steelers...
Fields had a worse offensive line and put up better individual
not
numbers.
Last year.
His tenure in Chicago.
2 years ago he did,
line.
But not last year. He had DJ Moore last year, too. If you put Russell Wilson...
George Pickens just sucks here? What are we talking about?
You think George Pickens is better than DJ Moore?
I don't think George Pickens is far off from DJ Moore. I think a lot of NFL quarterbacks, in fact, 31 other starters would kill to throw to George Pickens, headaches and all.
I don't think that either one of those guys would put up as, like... Pedestrian's not even.
If Kenny Pickett
word.
Was so good and was so done wrong by the Steelers, why weren't teams, when they found out he was available, lining up to trade quality picks for him?
Oh, but couldn't I easily say back to you, why didn't anybody want the two quarterbacks that the Steelers have on their team right now?
Guaranteed money is a pretty big thing in this, and having the number one pick in the draft when the draft has a guy seen as by most people as a all-time generational player are two mitigating circumstances here.
I don't agree with this because I think Fields is better. But Pickett went for more than Fields.
Well,
so
I think
if you
the Bears
go by that,
much,
then Pickett's a better. I mean,
do you
I
think
don't
that
agree.
Leverage matters? Do you think that leverage matters? Everybody knew that the Bears had to trade him.
What leverage did the Steelers or why did the Eagles need to pay more for Pickett? Why? Like, were they competing against other teams for his services where they had to give up a third round pick for him? I mean, if you just go by that, around the league, did we not just praise the Eagles for being a very smart organization and their draft possibly being better than the Steelers? They gave up more for Kenny Pickett than they would have given up for Fields.
But there would have been a bidding war for him had there been teams around there thinking this guy is just greatness personified, the Steelers just screwed this up. He also wasn't going to get picked in the first round if the Steelers hadn't taken him there.
I'm just saying, I think you were about to say you think Fields and Wilson would have done better in this offense last year. Fields did better than Pickett numerically last year, and all we had to give up for him was a six-round pick.
Because his team had the number one overall pick, and everyone knew he wasn't going to be a Chicago Bear. That inherently kneecaps what you're going to get for a guy when everyone knows you are going to trade him.
Any team the Steelers in the NFL
had no intention on trading Kenny Pickett,
any team in the NFL view Justin Fields as a starting quarterback? Does any team?
I mean, the team that he's on right now for the time
they're
being
doesn't. They're not even starting him.
Who do you think has a better chance to be a good NFL quarterback?
Fields, and I've said that for a long time.
So why are we relitigating whether or not Kenny Pickett got done wrong?
Because
here?
Of what Ryan just said.
Well, I know why, but like I'm kind of asking this broad based. Like, why is Ryan even saying that? Like, inherent in what
we can
he
ask
said,
him tomorrow.
Inherent in what he said is this idea that the Steelers drafted a quarterback that would have been good enough to be a difference maker and a good starter, and but for their own screw ups. Prevented him from being that guy. I don't agree with that. I saw plenty from Kenny Pickett, intrinsic only to Kenny Pickett, that tells me he's never going to be an NFL starter. Nothing more damning than watching career backup Mason Rudolph come in and look better for three games than Kenny has ever
All
looked
right,
in his career.
Why can't both things be true? In your opinion, he's never going to be a good NFL quarterback, and the Steelers did a horrendous job of trying to...
I thought they did a bad job by picking him in the first round when they probably could have got him in the second and maybe drafted a useful player for him that year.
Okay.
They also did a bad job the prior year.
Right. So, I mean...
It's almost like Ryan, and I'll ask him if he means this, is more saying, where was Omar Khan doing this for Kenny Pickett? Omar Khan had 1 year functionally to draft for Kenny Pickett, and he tried to pick a franchise left tackle... as well as a guy that he thought was going to help block
no
for
doubt,
Kenny
I
Pickett.
No doubt, I agree. I think Omar Khan, for the most part, did his job. It's the issue of why was Matt Canada brought back?
Go talk to Arunia about that.
Why did Broderick Jones sit on the bench for half the season, and we had to watch Dan Moore protect Kenny?
You can ask Mike Tomlin
but these
and
are,
Pat Meyer
these
that.
Are things that obviously made it difficult for Pickett to play well. You can say you still don't think he would, but he was... You can't argue he was put into a good situation. He was not.
Any
in fact, it would have been one of the worst in the NFL.
Then does the player have no agency when he's asked about Matt Canada publicly or otherwise? We see players rip their coordinators publicly. It does happen.
Sure.
The player just said nothing publicly or privately to say, hey, I think this guy's actually not good enough to do this job. Can you please help me out here? The player just didn't have the agency to do that. As far as we know, he never did.
No, I think he felt like he could make it work with him. I mean, Baker Mayfield thought he could make it work with Freddie Kitchens, Chris.
Baker Mayfield set the rookie touchdown record.
Okay, but I'm just saying, sometimes quarterbacks make bad decisions on who... Should it really be that way? He's not Sidney Crosby. He should not... Or Ben Roethlisberger. Who cares what his opinion is on Matt
Canada? If you were Kenny Pickett and you really were concerned that this guy at OC was hampering your career, you'd go and say something.
Okay, maybe, but like of all the things that Pickett should get criticized for, him wanting to continue working with an offensive coordinator from the year before, my opinion is that's very low down on the list.
But how can it be very low down on the list if he wanted to work with the guy that most people, I think you included, felt was the single biggest problem inhibiting him?
Because I don't know of a lot of quarterbacks other than like Roethlisberger that would have stormed into the head coach's office and said, fire this offensive coordinator.
It doesn't require storming into the office. It requires making it clear behind the scenes, I'm not getting better and I don't feel like he's giving me what I need as a
coach.
Well,
other guys on the offense did that for him and they still kept Canada.
Man, maybe he should have then. Because for all I know, he was saying, no, Matt's good. I'm good with him.